In this bulletin, fears grow over future of Afghan embassy in Australia. Police investigate death of woman found dead outside New South Wales police station. And in sport, Australia's Robertson to face UK's Judd Trump in snooker championships semi-final. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. There are fears the Afghan embassy in Canberra may close after Foreign Minister Penny Wong refused to answer questions about the future of its ambassador in a Senate committee this week. The current ambassador was appointed by the former Afghan government, but services have been reduced since the Taliban took control. When asked by SBS Pashto about the future of the embassy, Ambassador Wahid Al-Awaisi also declined to answer. But the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the practical risks of operating embassy services are increasing. Tahira Nasrat from the Afghan Peace Foundation says that's left the Afghan community in Australia feeling vulnerable and concerned about the future.
Because we have already lost our country and this is our second home, and under no circumstances any Afghan across the country will support this idea of letting this happen as well.
Police in New South Wales are investigating the death of a 48-year-old woman whose body was discovered in a car outside of Lake Illawarra police station on Friday. Authorities say the woman was dead for 3 days before the discovery of her body, which was found in an advanced state of decomposition. Assistant Commissioner Joe Kassar says CCTV showed the woman had entered the police station on Tuesday, where she engaged with police and spent some time in the foyer. He says she then left the station and is believed to have entered the back seat of her vehicle, where he says she appeared to be living.
There is a lot of work that we need to do. There's a lot of information that's been contained within the vehicle. As I mentioned, it appears she's been living out of that vehicle. So the investigators do have a task at hand to try to identify, A, who she is, why she was at the police station, and of course the circumstances of her death, which is very unfortunate.
The Brighton Lifesaving Club in Victoria is holding a water safety day for newly arrived migrants after data revealed the number of yearly drowning deaths rose in 2025. According to the 2025 Royal Lifesaving National Drowning Report, there were 357 drowning deaths, an 11% increase from last year. The Brighton Lifesaving Club's program for culturally and linguistically diverse communities will aim to teach water survival skills and how to navigate Australian beaches and waterways. Speaking after the report was released, Sandeep Kaur, who lost two family members to drowning last year, says she hopes others will take the opportunity to learn.
I want to come up as a role model for a community so people can learn swimming. I can inspire people to learn swimming or be come up out of that comfort zone or that pain, because it's very hard to bear that pain. Please learn swimming, come forward.
In Honduras, vote counting has entered a sixth day as conservative Trump-backed candidate Nasri Asfura clings to a razor-thin lead over his centrist rival Salvador Nasrallah. With just under 88% of ballots counted, the Electoral Authority says Asfura has 40.2% of the vote, about 20,000 ahead of Nasrallah, who has 39.48%. Political analyst Oliver Erazo says it is too close to make any predictions.
And the thing is, we don't even dare say there's a small sustainable trend, because every hour, every 2 hours, every half hour, the system updates and the vote counts between one candidate and the other fluctuates.
United States President Donald Trump has repeatedly interfered in the race, endorsing Asfura and alleging fraud without any evidence. Experts say Mr. Trump's intervention fits into a broader push from the Trump administration to shape a conservative bloc across Latin America. To sport now, and in snooker, Australian Neil Robertson is set to take on defending champion Judd Trump in the UK Snooker Championship after defeating Chinese star Pang Zhongshu. Robertson raced out to a 5-1 lead against Zhongshu before finding himself in the fight of his life after Zhongshu won the next three frames to take the match to 5-4. Robertson, however, held his nerve to take the frame and set up a semi-final against the UK's Judd Trump. It will be a repeat of the 2020 final when Robertson defeated Trump 10-9. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.